Well, obviously, you know, we made some roster moves this morning. We wound up releasing Terrell Sinkfield, the wide receiver, Tony Hillis, the offensive tackle, Mark Legree, a DB, and Don Unamba, a defensive back, all right, for our numbers as we go. Obviously, in the course of the game, obviously, Kevin Elliott, you know, really a non-contact injury. You know, he'll be out for the year. I don't know what the right term is, but probably will be placed on IR would be that term. You know, Butler's day-to-day. You know, T.J. Graham was out there today, which was good. He was day-to-day this morning, went out there and felt well. And then Welch is day-to-day. You know, okay, we should have him back. I think that everyone knows, obviously, the quarterback is going to be the one, you know, thing that we're focused on right here. And I'm going to try to give everyone a background of a timeline, all right, of what happened. You know, during the course of the game, obviously, we did not get anything communicated, you know, from him or anyone else as far as, you know, what might have occurred. After the game was over, it was, you know, I felt a little bump. Was checked, stability was good. And really, you know, that night, that's all we were going on. And the next day, I think, is the most important thing to focus on. It was a little bit of swelling. Obviously, then you get a concern. Our staff obviously checked him out with an MRI. You know, saw something, went through a minor procedure. I tried to, you know, I talked to EJ, asked him what play it was. He wasn't sure. He thought it was, you know, the sixth play, you know, of the first drive. You know, I went back again and looked at it, you know, tried to see something, you know, and really it was hard to tell. And he didn't even know, you know, if that was the play, you know, that he was hurt on. So really that's what happens. I think the next day, so everyone understands, as you go in as a coach, you know, and one of the things is, you know, you're looking at competition and you're looking at, you know, separation and what's going on. As I was coming in and you're getting ready to really look at it and study it and seeing, you know, what the decisions are going to be made, whether you go forward, you know, and again, keep the competition going in the third preseason game, or whether you say to yourself, hey, I have enough information, you know, to make a decision. What happened to me, so everyone understands what my thought process was, is when I come in and I hear, you know, that's going to be the case, and we should be able to judge better of when he's coming back in 2 weeks, the decision goes to me as, you know, do we need to bring somebody else in, you know, to take that spot? We're not going to pursue that right now and bringing somebody else in, which I think, you know, says a lot. We're going to evaluate it after the preseason and then take it day by day after that. The other thing is, once how my mind works, I'm not going to have, if I didn't have to make a decision at that time and figure out which way I was going to go, I've already moved on, all right, knowing that Kevin's going to obviously start and play the next game with Jeff, and I move forward from there. So I really don't put a lot into, you know, hey, did he do enough to be this? Did, you know, where would you have gone with this? Where were you going with the third preseason game? And the reason why is because that's the decision I didn't have to make. A decision was made for me before that.
Was he scheduled to play beyond the third quarter?
No, he wasn't. Yeah, we took him out because now if it would have been communicated that something did happen earlier, I would have taken him out. But there was no real communication to foreseeing a problem till the next day, and you know that's what kind of it really caught me off guard. And I think, you know, anyone that's had, you know, minor things, I think in this game would feel that way. So I really didn't know until the next day, nor did our doctors or training staff, because, you know, a lot of times people are going to come in after a game and obviously, you know, hey, I bumped myself or bumped this or bumped that, you know, how do you feel? Good. You know, they check it, it's stable. And then all of a sudden the next day there's a little swelling. And then now all of a sudden now it gets heightened. Now we got to, you know, make sure and go from there. So, you know, that's how everything occurred, and that's why I thought it was important I give everyone that timeline. That's correct. At 8 o'clock today, I have not spoken to any of the doctors to know how the procedure went. But, again, I'm sure when we find that out and I get that information, we were on the practice field at that time. procedure was done in Buffalo.
So, Coach, I know the competition, as you see it, is tabled for now because you only have one of them healthy. Might that competition resume when EJ is back?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, that's what I was trying to, you know, give you guys a frame of reference to how I think. You know, there's a lot of variables that'll go into that. You know, how's Kevin doing? How he's playing? How EJ comes back? You know, from the time off. So there's a lot of speculation on that. I think I'll be able to answer that question, you know, once we get to the day to day and he's out here practicing.
You think, you know, obviously it's a knee, so it's never really minor with a knee. Are we looking at, you know, it'll be a tough call for you if he's missing a couple of weeks here to have to go with him on opening day?
No, because I look at every position, you know, as again, it's the same thing. And I know that position gets a lot of attention, but it's the same thing, whether it's, again, the guard position, the tackle position, the defensive position. We're going to put the best players out there. I would disagree a little bit with some of the injuries. With the minor injury, you know, I really view this injury, you know, procedure as minor. I don't view it as something that, hey, we're not sure. This is a very, very minor procedure, so I'm not really concerned about it.
Did they tell you, was it a draining? Is that what we're talking about? Minor?
You know, again, I was, I'm going to be honest, all right? Obviously, I have the information of exactly what it is, but at this time, the consensus of what we've talked about was to just say that it's been a minor procedure. So I just want to tell everyone the truth there.
Before the procedure, how much confidence did the doctors give you that he could be back?
I feel like, you know, obviously, you know, he could, you know, there is a good chance of that. And, you know, the problem I have in that is, again, a lot of it is just, you know, how he comes back. And there's a lot of, again, there goes the variable thing of, you know, when he comes back, missed time, is he going to, you know, no one ever really starts where they left off. I mean, we saw that with Kevin, I think, you know, and we saw that with EJ. And the meaning of what I see, so you can guys get a better insight from myself, is, you know, so the first game, you know, EJ goes in there. You know, and you see, you know, early on, you know, a little of the footwork, a little of the jitters or whatever we want to explain to it. Then all of a sudden he gets into a rhythm and goes ahead and starts throwing very well and becomes very accurate. You know, Kevin goes into the next game, and I think we've kind of forget and we take for granted that someone's been there for 7 years or played at X amount of years, you know, has started some games, but there was still a long window from when he played the last time, which was against Buffalo, you know, until he gets on the field. And I think you saw the same type of play, meaning early on those jitters doing that. And then all of a sudden he settles down and really, you know, you look at the last 12 passes and I believe it's like 10 for 12, but it's a very high percentage. And then he settles down. And then I think you see the play of whoever it is, you know, here comes, you know, EJ coming in, you know, the relief pitcher comes in and he's ready to go because he's seen the game. He comes in more relaxed. I think that happens quite a bit. So, you know, in the same sense, you know, both of those guys, you know, you see the same two things. And those are the variables that, you know, I was looking at, you know, when I looked at those two.
Coach, forgive me if I missed this, but is he going to be back with the team today? I know not practicing, obviously, but he's going to be back with the team today, tomorrow?
Well, I think, again, you know, when I hear from the doctors, I'll know more of that. But obviously, you know, he's in Buffalo right now, and then as soon as he can, he'll be back with the team.
Given a range timetable, 2, 3, 4, any type of.
Yeah, I think what we're going to do is we're going to say, okay, let's look at it. You know, let's not talk about the timetable, you know, until we get through this preseason. I understand that he's not going to be here for the preseason, but anytime after that, you know, right now my expectation is to be day-to-day, you know, after that. Yep.
Is the surgery done by team doctors?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's obviously had a good, you know, start to his career here at this season. Just overall, I mean, is it disappointing and difficult to see, you know, that happen at this time of year when it looked like he was starting to maybe take charge?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that I clarify what disappointed means. You know what I'm saying? And I've said this before with injuries is that, you know, you're always disappointed for the player. You know, and the reason why you become disappointed is because the player has put so much into it and it's really out of his control. You know, just like, you know, poor Kevin Elliott goes out there and it's a non-contact injury, you know, you're disappointed for him. But again, you know, your concentration is more on the team. So you're disappointed from him from a standpoint of the work he's put in and everything that's gone into him, you know, in developing him, no matter who it is. And then you move on from that, and then your concentration goes back to the team. So I think, you know, for myself, that's how I view the word disappointed in that situation.
Coach, Florida's got a handful of team reps today. Are you kind of trying to gear him up in the hopes he can play at
Who's
Washington?
That?
Liotis?
Yes. Yes, exactly right. That's true. That's a true statement.
And then what about Yuko? I mean, it looked like he jumped right back in. Was he kind of a little ticked that you sat him down, you know, and wasn't allowed to practice or even play? Or?
Well, the trainer said he can go. The coaches want him to go, and that was definitely my decision. You know, I spoke to him this morning. I asked him how it felt. He said, I feel great. I said, that was probably a bad question because you probably would lie to me anyway, and he laughed. So, you know, he felt he was ready to go. Chuck Driesback, his position coach, came in to see me, and he just said, hey, Kiko's good, right, to go all the way. And I said, yes. I said, and just watch him, because I really think, you know, once the player comes out there after the doctors and the trainers have cleared him, you know, we can see an individual in different drills, you know, if he's favoring something or doing something. And the one thing, once you see that, then I think it becomes limited on a pitch count. And we've done that with a lot of our players.
Coach, where does Jeff Toole stand in this quarterback competition? I mean, it had always been focused on EJ and Kevin, but now with EJ out of the picture, is Jeff an option or a consideration to play in week one? Is he competing with Kevin for that spot and EJ?
Well, you know, I think at first what happens, it was interesting. You know, when you draft, I think, you know, what we've seen publicly is a lot of the emphasis was on, obviously, EJ and Kevin. Whether I miscommunicated that or whether that's what we wanted to see. But I think if you go back and you look in the beginning, I said, hey, you know, I really like this kid we took from Washington State, you know, who's really done a good job. And really everyone's like, eh, you know, what is he talking about? And I think that we've seen that he's gone in there and he's really done a nice job. So at the end of the day, you know, do I want to say, you know, he's in competition with that? Obviously I do, because I want all of our players, not just Jeff, to understand that no matter where they may stand on the depth chart, you know, they're fighting for a position to be a starter. I don't want our players ever thinking that, hey, I'm fighting for this position, he's the starter, maybe I can be number two or three, because my mindset is once the player has limited himself to that, he's not going to develop as far as he can. So to answer your question now, yes, I want him to compete to be a starting quarterback. That's what's going to make him the best. And then we'll evaluate whether it's good enough for us to win with and where he ranks amongst that position, not just at the quarterback position, but also the roster.